Endeavour, this is Houston.
Go ahead, Houston Endeavour.
Roger, could you tell us, please, the status of the pan camera switch?
Roger, right now it's in standby and power, and it's mid-barber pole.
Okay, we copy that. Endeavour, you can go ahead and power it down. We've run through to the last of the pan camera film.
Roger.
And 15, we've powered up the drugstore to receive the film when you get home.
Raj, better get a couple.
Endeavour, a last request on that pan camera, requesting power on and operate, please.
Roger, power on and operate.
Endeavour requesting accept for your new state vector and a shaping target load.
Roger, you've got it.
Thank you. Endeavour, this is Houston. We've re-verified that your pan camera is out of film, and you can power it down for us, please, for the final time. Over.
Joe, you'll have to give us that transmission again. We were off from there jump early.
Roger, Jim. I just said that we'd re-verified that the pan camera is out of film, and you can power it down for the final time at your convenience. Endeavour, we have a preliminary TEI 74 pad, if you're ready to copy.
Stand by one, Joe.
Roger, Jim, no hurry.
Okay, Joe, ready to copy.
Roger. TEI 74 preliminary. SPS GNN 35852. Plus 062. Plus 096. 223. 48. 4363. Plus 29450. Minus 07696. Minus 01528. 000000000. NA plus 00223. 30477. 222. 30294. 37 2243. 305. NA plus 2612. Minus 15798. 10838. 36179. 294 5840. GDC align. Vega and Deneb. Roll align. 102 178 028. Ullage. 4 jet, 12 seconds. Standing by for readback. Over. And the computer's yours, Endeavor.
Roger, Joe. Would you start with Delta VT again? I missed that.
Rog, Delta VT is 30477. VT 222. And Delta VC 30294. Over.
Roger, read on down the rest of that pad from there on down.
Okay, coming at you, Jim. The sextant is 37 2243 305. NA. Latitude plus 2612. Longitude minus 15798. 10838. 36179. And GET 294 5840. Vega and Deneb. 102 178 028. 4 jet, 12 seconds. Over.
Okay, Joe. Read back for TEI 74 preliminary. SPS GNN 35852 plus 062 plus 096 223 48 4363 plus 29450 minus 07696 minus 01528. 0 for roll, pitch, and yaw. Delta VT 30477 222 30294 37 2243 305. Latitude plus 2612 minus 15798. 10838 36179 294 5840. Vega and Denev 102.178.028 for jet for 12 seconds.
That's correct, Jim, and your noun 44 is NA and plus 00223, and readback's correct.
Roger, copy, HP is plus 00223.
And Jim, this is Houston. Could you adjust your S-band volume for us, please? You have a side tone squeal when you transmit, and the volume is fairly weak for us. Give us a count before you do it and after you do it. And would you re-verify the delta VY for us? Over.
Okay, delta VY was minus 07696.
Okay, Jim, thank you. And the volume is better. Thank you.
And Houston Endeavor, we're just finishing up final stowage right now. We'll be with you in a couple of minutes on the procedures.
Okay, we're standing by. Endeavor, at your convenience, gain step switch to center, please. And I have the shape SPS GNN pad when you're ready for that.
Okay, Joe, gain step is center, and I'm ready on the shape pad.
Roger, Jim. Shape SPS GNN. Weight 36171 plus 063 plus 098 221204723 plus 00170 minus all zips minus 00642 355 198 010 00761 plus 00543. And Jim, why don't you read back from there, and I'll pick up again. Over.
Okay, it's shape SPS GNN 36171 plus 063 plus 098 221 20 4723 plus 00170 minus all zips minus 00642 355 198 010 00761 plus 00543.
Right on, Jim. Delta VT is 00664 003 00548. Sextant 13 1643. 126. 001. Down 091. Left 46. The rest is NA. GDC Align, Vega, and Deneb. Roll Align 102.178.028. 4 Jet, 12 seconds. Other is Subsat Launch GET 222 plus 39er plus 27. Roll 266. Pitch 141. Yaw 038. High gain pitch -70. Yaw plus 113. Standing by for readback, starting with Delta VT. Over.
Okay, Joe. 00664, 003, 00548, 13, 1643, 126, 001, down 091, left 46. Vega and Deneb, 102.178.028. 4 Jet for 12 seconds. Subsatellite launch GET 222.3927. Roll 266, pitch 141, yaw 038. High gain is pitch -70, yaw plus 113. Over.
Right on the money. Thank you, sir. And, Jim, I guess those high gain angles are to be applied to the shaping maneuver, not the subsat launch.
Okay. And, Houston, we're ready to talk over the procedures anytime you are now.
Okay, Endeavor. I guess we're ready to start. I want to put one final note on the subsat launch. We'd like for you to re-verify for us the talkbacks on the RCS after the launch.
Okay, understand. Check the RCS talkbacks after the launch. We'll do that.
Okay, Dave, and I guess you might cast an eye up at the fuel cell talkbacks as well. Over.
Roger.
Endeavor, this is Houston, ready to tag up with you on the TEI procedures. And Dave, I guess we're standing by for your recommendation. Do you want to read through the additions you now have in your P-40 SPS thrusting checklist, or do you want us to go through the changes we want you to have there? It looks pretty much exactly like your TLI maneuver. There are just two changes, or two differences from that, I guess. Over.
Okay, why don't you give us the two differences, and then we'll read it all back to you to make sure we've got it straight.
Okay, Dave, that sounds like a good way. Turn to page G5-4. And right down at the bottom of the page.
5-4, go.
Roger, right at the bottom of the page, after the two lines, SPS, fuel oxidized, pressure, and pugs balanced, add the step, cut off minus 10 seconds, circuit breaker, SPS, pilot valve, main A to open.
Okay, bottom line on page 5-4, cut off minus 10 seconds, circuit breaker, SPS, pilot valve, main A, open.
That's correct. And turning over a page to 5-5, you have an addition underneath the normal step, which reads circuit breaker, SPS, pitch 1 and yaw 1 to open. Your addition reads circuit breaker, SPS, pilot valve, main B, open. And we have still another step to add in there, which is circuit breaker, EMS, two of them, main A and main B, to open. And also we would like to delete one step below that, the three lines, map camera on to off, pan camera power to off, and SIM AC power to off. Over.
Okay, on page 5-5, beneath the addition of CBSP, SPS pilot valve may be open, add CBMS2 open, and then delete the three lines on map camera, pan camera, and SIM AC power below that.
That's correct, Dave, and we're standing by for the other additions you've made now.
Okay, we'll go back to the beginning here. Okay, our initial configuration has the addition of both pilot valve circuit breakers open. And to verify that both EPS Group 5 circuit breakers are closed. And also on page 5-1, beneath the caution warning test, EMS function off to verify, and the CB, EMS, A and B both closed. That's what we have on 5-1.
Okay, that's good. Turn the page.
Okay, on 5-2, under TBC check and prep, second line, CB, SPS, 10 closed. That's all on 5-2.
Roger.
Page 5-3, at minus 2 minutes, CBSPS pilot valve main B closed instead of Delta V thrust A and B normal.
That is correct.
Okay, and on page 5-4, at 5 minutes prior to ignition, when we get 5 seconds prior to ignition, when we get to flashing 99, we Delta V thrust A and B to normal after the probe. And then on down at ignition, if we have a flashing 97, the SPS thrust fail, CB SPS pilot valve A closed. And if everything goes according to oil, well, at 5 seconds, we'll close the CB SPS pilot valve main A. And then, of course, the step you just answered, just added, at the bottom of the page, at cutoff minus 10 seconds to close the pilot valve, or to open the pilot valve main A.
Okay, Dave, that's right on the money.
Okay, and then on 5-5, we just discussed those two, which were a CBSPS pilot valve main B open, and the EMS circuit breakers open.
Roger, Dave, that sounds good to us.
Okay, and I think we've practiced one of those once before. I think we'll be able to handle that.
Dave, just out of curiosity, we know you, or Al,
yeah,
marked up the cue card for the plane change maneuver, and we wonder if you're going to use that marked up card for the shape burn. Over.
No, we'll use this checklist straight through on the rest of the burns.
Okay, Dave, that's fine with us. As we know you're aware, it's a single bank B burn, which has been marked correctly onto that cue card.
Roger. Yeah, I guess all our burns in orbit are just a straight single bank B.
Right on. Thank you.
And coming out, we'll have all the ball valves open and all the eyeballs watching.
Sounds like a good idea.
This is Apollo Control at 220 hours, 48 minutes. We're about 32 minutes away from that shaping burn. This burn is required to give a proper lifetime for the sub-satellite. We'd like at least a year's lifetime for that sub-satellite. In the present orbit of 65.4 by 52.2 nautical miles, the sub-satellite would have a lifetime of approximately 80 days. Going into this changed orbit will give it a lifetime of at least a year. We've passed up the pad for that maneuver. Ignition time at 221 hours, 20 minutes, 47.23 seconds. Delta V of 66.4 feet per second, a burn time of 3 seconds, resultant orbit 76.1 by 54.3 nautical miles. We've also passed up the pad for the jettison. Time for that, 222 hours, 39 minutes, 27 seconds. And we've passed up a preliminary trans-earth injection pad. A final pad will be passed up later. This preliminary pad shows TEI ignition at 223 hours, 48 minutes, 43.63 seconds. Delta V of 3,047.7 feet per second. Duration of the burn, 2.2 minutes, 22 seconds. Burn duration, 2 minutes, 22 seconds.